Cassette 2, Side 2. Text begins on page 59.
Sanskrit, literally the polished, the perfected, the name of the ancient classical language of the Brahmanas, only used within the temples. The Vedas represent the earliest known scriptures written in Sanskrit. Sapta, the number seven. Saptashis, the seven rishis, associated with the constellation of the Great Bear. Sat, the one ever-present reality in the infinite world, the divine essence, which is, but which cannot be said to exist, for it is regarded as absoluteness itself. The term beingness has been coined as an equivalent for sat. Sattva, essence. When used in connection with the gunas or qualities, it signifies the quality of goodness. Satya, truth. In connection with yuga, it signifies the age of truth and goodness, or the golden age, the first of the four yugas. Satyan nasti paro dharmah. Rendered, there is no religion higher than truth, the motto of the Theosophical Society. Saurya, the adjectival form of Surya, the sun. Saurya Manvantara signifies a solar period of manifestation. Saurya Pralaya, a solar period of rest. Senza, the mystic name for the secret sacerdotal language or the mystery speech of the initiated adepts all over the world. Shadayatana, the six sense organs, enumerated as one of the 12 nidanas in Buddhism. Siddhartha, literally one who has accomplished his purpose, a name given to Gautama the Buddha. Siddhis, literally complete attainment, hence supernatural powers, eight being enumerated. Sila, conduct. In Buddhism, there are five fundamental rules of moral conduct, the Pancha Shilas, also regarded as one of the seven paramitas, the key of harmony in word and act. Simha, the name of the sign of the zodiac called Leo, the lion. Shishtas, literally remainders, referred to in the secret doctrine as the divine mortals who remain behind when the life wave of humanity passes from globe to globe on the earth chain, thus providing the seeds of humanity for the returning monads. Shiva, the name of the third aspect of the Trimurti, regarded exoterically as the destroyer, esoterically the regenerator. The eye of Shiva is the term given to the third eye, the pineal gland, or the eye of Dhamma. Skandhas, literally groups of attributes. In Buddhism, the characteristics which form the personality. Five skandhas are enumerated. Rupa, form. Vedana, sensation. Sanjnya, perception. Samskara, mental impressions and tendencies. Vijnana, consciousness. Shloka, a verse. Smriti, literally that which has been remembered. Traditional accounts which were imparted orally. They now represent the ceremonial writings of the Hindus as well as the legal code or shastra. Soma, one of the names of the moon. Symbolically, Soma is the symbol of the secret wisdom. Also the name of a drink which was originally made from a rare mountain plant by initiated Brahmanas. Soma Loka, the abode of the regent of the moon. Sparsha, touch or contact. In Buddhism, the sixth Nidana. Tsongkhapa or Tsongkhapa, the name of the celebrated Tibetan of the 14th century, who introduced reforms in the Buddhism of Tibet, resulting in the Gelugpa order, commonly known as the Order of the Yellow Hats. Shravaka, literally a listener, a name bestowed upon a disciple. Srimad Bhagavat, a title given to the Bhagavata Purana, signifying the radiance spread by the Lord Krishna. Srotapati, literally the state of one who has entered the stream, signifying the stream or path leading to nirvana. Srotapana means one who has entered the stream. Shrutis, literally that which has been heard, a term applied to the sacred scriptures, the Vedas and the Upanishads. Sthula Sharira, the compound term applied to the physical body in the sevenfold classification of man's principles. Sthulopadhi, the lowest vesture in the fourfold classification of man's principles. Shudra, the name of the lowest of the four castes of India, signifying the servants and laborers. Shukra, the name of the planet Venus, also called Ushanas Shukra. Sukshmapadi, literally the fine or subtle vesture, the third of the four upadis into which the constitution of man is divided in Brahmanical philosophy. Sumeru, literally beautiful Meru, the name of the sacred mountain regarded as the abode of the gods. Sung Ming Shu, the name of the Chinese tree of knowledge and tree of life. Shunyata, literally the voidness, one of the doctrines of the Mahayana school of Buddhism, directing attention to the illusory nature of worldly phenomena. Surya, one of the names of the sun. Surya Siddhanta, the name of an ancient astronomical treatise, literally meaning the perfected treatise of the solar gods. Sushumna, the name of one of the seven solar rays, also the name of a spinal nerve which connects the heart with the Brahmarandha, a mystic spot on the crown of the head. Sushupti, the state of deep sleep, the third of the four avasthas, or states of consciousness. Sutra, literally a thread on which jewels are strung. See Sutta. Sutratman, literally the thread of the self, the immortal principle in man which incarnates on earth one life after the other, represented as the individuality, upon which are strung like beads on a thread the countless personalities. Sutta, the Pali equivalent of the Sanskrit sutra, applied in Buddhism to that part of the canon which contains the dialogues of the Buddha. Svabhava, essentially characteristic or identity. Svabhavat, literally self-becoming, a northern Buddhistic term equivalent to father mother of the stanzas of Dzogchen, indicating thereby the mystic essence, the plastic root of physical nature. From it all nature proceeds, and into it all returns at the end of the life cycle. Svabhavika, the name of the oldest existing school of Buddhism, which assigns the manifestation of the universe and physical phenomena to svabhava, or the essential characteristic of things. Svapna, the state of dreaming, a state of consciousness differing from the waking state or jagrat. Svara, the mystic sound or tone, especially applicable to the sound value of mantras. Svarga, the general word for heaven. The word literally means going to the abode of light. Svasamvedana, literally to know oneself thoroughly, hence self-realization, which is attained when one reaches paramartha satya, the highest truth. Svastika, that which is excellent, a term applied to the mystic cross with its arms bent at right angles, signifying whirling motion. The four points of the cross represent in succession birth, life, death, and immortality. Svayambhu, literally self-existing being, a metaphysical term meaning the spontaneously self-produced, applied to Brahman. Shvetadvipa, literally the white continent, a name given to the first continent on this globe in the Puranas, also called therein the land of the gods. Initial T in Sanskrit is pronounced as in English. Tai jasa tattva signifies the element principle of fire. Talda, literally the lower part or base. In connection with the lokas, the talas represent the lower aspect. Thus the loka may represent the spirit side and the tala the matter side, whether of a region or plane. Tamas, the quality of inertia in connection with the trigunas or three qualities. Tanha, the Pali term signifying the thirst for life, clinging to life on earth, one of the 12 nidanas of Buddhism. Tanjore, a collection of Buddhist works translated from the Sanskrit into Tibetan and Mongolian. It consists of 225 large volumes. The Kanjur contains the commandments of the word of the Buddha and consists of 108 volumes. Tanmatras, the originant element of the element principles from which the gross element principles or Mahabhutas arise. Five of the element principles are earth, water, air, fire, and ether. Tantra, literally rite or ritual. The tantras are religious scriptures dealing with magical rites and ceremonies. Tapas, religious observances, usually of an austere character. Taraka Raja Yoga, one of the philosophical schools of the Brahmanical Yoga system. Since Taraka means liberation, it may be termed a system inculcating liberation by means of kingly union. Tat, a pronominal particle signifying that, used in the Vedas as an equivalent for the boundless, equivalent to the Vedantic term Parabrahman. Tathagata, literally thus going, as well as thus coming, a title given to the Buddhas in that they come in a serial line through the ages. Tattvas, the seven element principles viewed from the force side, or spirit aspect of the element principle. Tattvajnanin, one who knows the cosmic essences or principles from which all in this universe spring. Tejas Tattva, the cosmic element principle of fire. Tian Hoang, a Chinese term signifying 12 hierarchies of dhyanis. Tian Xin, literally the heaven of mind, a Chinese term applied to the absolute. Tirtika, literally one belonging to a holy place, Tirtha. However, the term has been used opprobriously, signifying an unbeliever. Titiksha, patience, endurance, applied in Raja Yoga practice to indifference to both pleasure and pain. Treta Yuga, literally the age of the triads, three times as long as the Kali Yuga. Trigunas, in Sankhya philosophy, the three qualities inherent in Prakriti, sattva, rajas, tamas, the qualities of goodness, activity, and inertia. Trikaya, literally three bodies, as enunciated in the doctrine of Mahayana Buddhism, enumerated as the Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nirmanakaya vestures. Trimurti, literally the three manifestations or forms, composed of Brahma, the emanator or evolver, Vishnu, the sustainer or preserver, Shiva, the destroyer and renovator. These are a trinity in a unity, writes H.P. Blavatsky. In the esoteric doctrine, they are one and the same manifestation of him whose name is too sacred to be imagined. Quoted in Isis Unveiled, Volume 2, page 278. Trishna, literally thirst or desire, the Sanskrit equivalent of the Pali word tanha, desire for manifested life. Tula, the name of the sign of the zodiac called Libra, the scales. Turiya Avastha, literally the fourth state, applied to the four states of consciousness, also termed Turiya Samadhi, which may be defined as almost a nirvanic state, a beatific state of contemplative yoga, which is beyond this physical plane. Tsim Tsum, a Kabbalistic term signifying centrifugal and centripetal energy, defined as expansion and contraction. Tsongkhapa, see under Tsongkhapa. In Sanskrit, the initial U sound is always short and should not be pronounced as the English word Y-O-U, therefore not Upanishad, but Upanishad. This term may be rendered esoteric doctrine, since the Upanishads represent interpretation of the Vedas by the Vedanta methods. In fact, it is from the third division of the Vedas, added to the writings termed Brahmanas, that the Vedanta system of philosophy has been developed. Continuing now with the pronunciation of words commencing with the U sound. Udana, literally breathing upwards, the name of one of the five vital airs or vital breaths, that which is in the throat and rises upwards. Udumbara, the name of the Ficus glomerata, a quick-growing evergreen shade tree. The Nila Udumbara is a blue lotus. Upadana, literally acquiring, in Buddhism grasping for oneself, specifically clinging to earth life, one of the 12 Nidanas. Upadana Karana, a proximate cause, that is a cause which immediately precedes and produces the effect. Upadhi, literally a substitute, a disguise, hence a veil of spirit. For instance, Bhuti is the upadhi of Atman, usually rendered a vehicle or base. Upadhyaya, a teacher, a preceptor. Upasaka, a disciple, equivalent to a chela. In Buddhism, a lay disciple is termed Upasaka. The feminine form of the word is Upasika. Because H.P. Blavatsky was a chela of the Mahatmans, she was called by them Upasika. Upashruti. The dictionary's rendition is that of a supernatural oracular voice. H.P. Blavatsky writes, according to the explanation of occultism, the voice of any person at a distance, generally one versed in the mysteries of esoteric teachings or an adept, endowed with the gift of projecting both his voice and astral image to any person whatsoever, regardless of distance. From the Theosophical Glossary, page 354. Upeksha, indifference, contempt. In yoga, a state of absolute indifference attained by self-control, the complete mastery over one's mental and physical feelings and sensations. Ushanas Shukra, the name of the regent of the planet Venus. Ushas, dawn, personified as the immortal, ever-youthful goddess. Ushnisha, a diadem, a crown. In Buddhism, the image of a Buddha is portrayed with a protuberance on top of the head. This represents the flame of enlightenment. initial V is pronounced as in English. Vach, speech, also the mystic personification of speech. Esoterically, Vach is the subjective creative force which emanates from the creative deity and becomes the concrete expression of ideation, hence the word or logos. Vahana, a vehicle. The term is applied even to gods and goddesses who are represented as using vahanas to manifest themselves. Vairajas, in esoteric philosophy, equivalent to nirmanakayas. Vaishvanara, literally pertaining to all men, universal. In Vedanta philosophy, applied to the Supreme Spirit. Vaishya, the third in the enumeration of the four castes of ancient India, represented by the agriculturists, the merchants, and traders. Vaivasvata, the name of the Manu or watcher of the fourth round, also the name of the seventh Manu. Vajra, a diamond, also a thunderbolt, portrayed in Buddhist lands as being held in the hand, the holder being termed Vajradhara, literally thunderbolt holder. In northern Buddhism, the name of the Supreme Buddha. Vajrapanin, a thunderbolt wielder. The symbol represented the possession of siddhis or superhuman powers. Hence the mantra, Om Vajrapani Hum. Vajrasattva, literally diamond essence. In northern Buddhism, the name of the sixth Dhyani Buddha. Vamana Avatara, the name of the fifth avatara of Vishnu. Varaha Avatara, the name of the third avatara of Vishnu. Varuna, the name of one of the Vedic deities, regarded as the god of water, symbolizing the waters of space. Vasudeva, the father of Krishna of the Yadava branch of the Soma Vansha, or lunar race, hence Krishna was called Vasudeva. Vayu, the air, in connection with the tattvas, it represents the element principle of air. Vedas, the most ancient as well as the most sacred of the Sanskrit works. Vedana, in connection with the Buddhist skandhas, signifying sensations, also enumerated as one of the 12 nidanas. Vedanta, literally the end of all knowledge, one of the six darshanas or philosophical systems. Shankaracharya, the founder of the Advaita philosophy, is regarded as the founder of the modern schools of the Vedanta. Vidya, knowledge. Brahma, Vidya, sacred knowledge. That is knowledge of the two Brahmas. Vihara, in Buddhism, a temple or monastery. Vijnana, consciousness, intelligence, one of the 12 nidanas of Buddhism. Vijnana Maya Kosha, in Vedantic philosophy, the sheath builded of intelligence, equivalent to higher manas. Vimanas, the air vehicles of the Atlanteans. Vina, the Hindu lute, consisting of 7 strings with 19 frets. Its invention is attributed to Narada. Viraga, literally without desire, hence indifference to pleasure and to pain, the fourth paramita. Viraj, the masculine potency in nature in contradistinction to the feminine potency. Esoterically, the dual forces of attraction and repulsion. Virya, the dauntless energy that fights its way to the supernal truth, another of the 7 paramitas. Vishnu, the second person of the Hindu Trinity, the sustaining force in the universe, hence the preserver. Vishvakarman, literally creating everything, the name of a Vedic god, a personification of the creative force, described as the one all-seeing God who is beyond the comprehension of mortals. Vivasvat, literally the brilliant one, a name of the sun. Vrishchika, the name of the sign of the zodiac called Scorpio, the scorpion. Vyana, the vital air or vital breath which governs the circulations in the body. It is diffused throughout the body. Initial Y is pronounced as in English. It has been familiarized by means of the term yoga, which comes from the verb root yuj, meaning to join, to unite. Hence, yoga signifies a union, the union of one's faculties, spiritual, mental, moral, and physical. The practice of meditation is inculcated as a means of leading to spiritual liberation. One who is proficient in the 8 stages prescribed in yoga may in fact induce ecstatic states which enable one to have a perception of truths in connection with the visible and invisible universe. Yoga is also the name of one of the 6 darshanas, or systems of philosophy, the founding of which is attributed to Patanjali. Yogacara, the name of a Buddhist school founded in the 6th century before Christ by Aryasangha, one of the disciples of Gautama the Buddha. A second school was founded in the 4th century AD. Yogi or yogin, a practitioner of yoga. Yajna, sacrifice. Yajna vidya, the performance of religious rites in order to produce certain results. Yaksha, in popular Indian folklore, a class of demons. In esoteric science, they are simply evil elemental influences. Yama, in the Vedas, the god of the dead, with whom the shades of the departed dwell. In Yamapura, the abode of the dead, equivalent to Kama Loka. Yana, a vehicle of any kind. In Buddhism, the vehicle or method of arriving at knowledge. For instance, Mahayana, the great method or school of northern Buddhism, termed the doctrine of the heart. Hinayana, the lesser method of southern Buddhism, the doctrine of the eye. Pratyeka Buddha Yana, the method of the Pratyeka Buddha, seeking to obtain nirvana for oneself alone. Yin Xin, a Chinese term for the one force, the one form of existence. Yong Grib, literally absolute, a Tibetan term signifying absolute rest, the same as Paranirvana. Yoni, the womb, also the female principle. Yudhishthira, one of the heroes of the Mahabharata, the eldest brother of Arjuna. Yuga, a cycle, a period of time, particularly the 4 ages, the Satya Yuga, the Treta Yuga, the Dvapara Yuga, the Kali Yuga, totaling 4,320,000 years, which is termed a Maha Yuga. Yuh Kai, the Tibetan equivalent of Kama Loka. In conclusion, I will cite a Sanskrit aphorism which is attributed to Yaska. Yad yad rupam kamayate devata, tat tad devata bhavati. In translation, whatever the form desired by a divine being, that very form the divine being becomes.
This has been a production of Point Loma Publications, Incorporated, Post Office Box 6507, San Diego, California, 92106.